Hi, welcome to Fraser's Forest, and I'm still trying to actually figure out and air out exactly what I want to be talking about and how I want to actually help all of you. So my name is Kyle, I'm 24, I am a Mississauga native here in Ontario, Canada, and I have been living an interesting life, so to speak. I've had a lot of weird upbringings that have definitely made me educated and cultured in a way. And through a lot of experimentation, whether it be through self-medicating or traveling and even regular day-to-day conversations, I am an artist at heart, and my goal is to eventually provide any of you listeners with the information and the help and just the knowledge to know that regardless of the situations that you deal with day to day, there are a lot of similarities that we all share, and there are a lot of cool ways to look about things. A lot of people who already know me may think of me as a pessimist because I don't show a lot of facial reactions and I don't show much emotion, so to speak. But this is exactly another reason why I've started this, is people can get a better look at me, because a lot of people think, because of my, I guess, lack of facial features or facial reactions, that I'm very monotonous, and I'm the farthest thing from colorful when it comes to living life. A little bit of background about me: my parents come from an interesting background. My half Irish and Canadian. My mom being Irish and my dad being Canadian. And throughout these episodes, I want to present their story also, because it's something that I deal with every day, what's happened to them, and it's molded me into exactly what I want to be and who I want to be. So it started back in 2002, when I woke up to quite an alarming situation where I was living in a pretty decent house. It was about, I'd say, like 3,000 square feet. And we were pretty well off because my dad had owned a family business. It was called Glenora Crafts, and he eventually built it up. And through some business faults and a lot of experimentation and hard work, he eventually, when I was born, it was called Fraser Finishing. So there's a lot of change in the middle of everything. But that brought me to when I was 8 years old. It was 2 days before my 9th birthday. So it was the 28th of September. And like I was saying, I woke up to quite an alarming altercation, so to speak. And it was between my mother and my sister. And I didn't really get to make out much of what was going on, but I knew something wasn't exactly super positive. So I managed to wheedle my way out of bed and make it to the front banister, where I'm overlooking them, kind of like from a bird's eye view, and I see them both dart out the door, and I make my way downstairs and continue my day as what an 8-year-old would. And after that, fast forward a few hours, we get a phone call from whomever it was. I don't know exactly who was on the phone, but my brother at the time picked up. And at the time, still my brother, but at the time, my brother picked up And he immediately looked perturbed. And I knew something was off, but then again, being 8 years old, you don't really understand what you are doing and how to process emotions and feelings. So another few hours pass, and my mom finally pulls into the driveway. But my sister comes in first, and she gives me a look of, oh, right. Like, whatever she witnessed was so appalling that she forgot that I even existed and that I needed to know what happened. So she walked forward, and following her was my mother and one of her close friends at the time. And she walked into the kitchen, and she looked visually the worst I've probably ever seen her. And she knelt down to me and looked me straight in the eyes and said that Daddy is up in heaven. So at that point, a lot of things changed, as one would. And it feels like you start at a blank slate. Anything that you've ever experienced before has completely just shut off. And you don't remember even waking up. You are in this explicit hell, so to speak. You don't really know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to say. You feel paralyzed. Because, is this what reality is? I don't know. I'm an 8-year-old kid who just lost his father, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I started looking at things a lot differently, and I guess was pretty rebellious growing up. But there's one thing I have to say, though, that my mom has never faltered in being a mother. And even though she has some of issues with herself on her day-to-day life of what she has to deal with, she has never once let me down. And she's never once tried to do the wrong thing. Everything she's ever done has been in loving care and willingness for me to just be okay. Not necessarily succeed to the fullest extent, because her upbringing has been pretty rough too, being in Ireland in the 50s. But there's a lot of things that a lot of people deal with, and it's a lot easier when you're not alone. And I feel like if we can just take a step forward instead of backwards, because that seems to be the thing everyone likes to do, is take a step back and look at things. I'd rather take a step forward and figure it out. Let's already jump in, because you don't warm up to the temperature of the pool from the outside. You have to jump in, and then your body will react to it accordingly. Whether or not it's too cold or if it's too hot, that's really for you to decide how long you want to stay in there. But I mean, it's like dumping your hand in boiling water. You don't necessarily get hurt the instant that your hand touches the boiling water. It takes at least a second for you to feel something. So I think if we actively try and feel more with each other and be honest about it, because this is hard, whatever this is, if you understand what I'm saying, this as in life, there's a lot of really, really cool things. And to bring things onto a brighter note, I'm actually one of the happiest people in the world because I'm still here. And because of my dad passing away, it molded me into someone who can actually look at things from a different angle and understand that most of the things that we do get worried about in day-to-day lives, they don't matter at all. Yes, money stresses are hard and relationships can be hard and finding a job, going to school, getting anything done can be hard, but I find it to be a lot easier when you have someone to agree with you, because the second someone's on your side, you're given this sense of power and freedom that you're not alone and you can actually achieve what you want to do to begin with. Now, what it is you want to do, that's an entire different discussion. And I know a lot of my thoughts today have been quite jumbled. But I thought I'd give you a little introduction to what my brain feels like and who I am. And throughout these discussions and cool thoughts and opinions, I hope to learn more about myself, more than I even thought of, and more about anyone who's listening. I can't wait to eventually get to the point where I can be talking to people one-on-one about their situations and helping them get through certain things. And when it boils down to it, we all want success and we all want some money and we all want the relationship. And I think this is a great starting point, is to be comfortable with yourself and be you. Because as boring or as mundane as you think that your life story is, as did I for a while, we're in a day and age where you can do literally whatever you actually think of. And it's a lot easier to achieve these things we think of when you have someone that's willing to listen. And that's what I plan on doing. I want to help. I want to listen. And I would like to educate. So welcome to the forest. There are a lot of things to find in the forest, and I hope you guys don't get lost. Until next time.